outdated now.
Oh, Mr. Neal, I'm sorry. I'm going to let Mr. Neal conduct the hearings at this time, since it is in order, and we will be the lead. So, just hang on, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay, can you state your full name and ABC number for the record, please?
Julie Michelle Shannon, 327-529.
Okay, if you can't hear me at any time, let me know.
Okay.
We go through periods of this, it's our state-of-the-art technology. We're going for a number of early lately, Clinton City, reference to the community supervision revocation. I'm going to introduce the board members that will conduct your hearing. We have the Honorable Michael Johnson, the Honorable Gary Rittenhouse, the Honorable Dr. C.T. White, who is our board chairman, the Honorable Ray Harris, and my name is David Neal. I'll be here today. Also, from the Department of Corrections, we have Mr. Turner, who will also represent the board office today. So, prior to this hearing, you received a notification from the advisory of the hearing. Do you remember that?
Yes.
On that form, you were notified your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, or are you representing yourself today?
I'm representing myself.
Okay, Ms. Swearing, you and Mr. Turner in at this time. So you solemnly swear to tell the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth, or do you so affirm?
Yes.
I do.
Your hearing will be conducted in two phases today. In phase one, we will determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. If they've been violated, in phase two, we will determine whether the community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So in phase one, I'll read the one allegation that's on your warrant, and after I read, I'll ask you to tell me if it's true or false. Allegation number one is the violation of order of additional supervision number two is demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of CCO Logan by failing to report to an established residency at transitional living communities, TLC, at 9424 North 9th Avenue in Phoenix, Arizona, as directed on July 2nd, 2018. And we're about to unknown unless you're absconded from supervision. Is that true or false, ma'am?
It's true.
Okay, based on the admissions of Ms. Shannon, I'm going to move to find that she was delinquent. She had violated terms and conditions of condition and condition of her supervision that had that she may have lapsed or not lapsed in cool ways of company.
Second.
Agree.
Who's seconded that, Mr. Moore?
I did.
No, that was Mr. Rittenhouse.
Mr.
Rittenhouse.
I'm sure. And Mr. Jones, Mr. Johnson, and Dr. Wright. Okay, Ms. Shannon, we're moving to phase two in a moment, but before we leave, Mr. Turner's going to give us some background information. So we'll stay on the phone and I'll get right back with you, okay?
Okay.
Mr. Turner.
Ms. Shannon was released from ADC custody on 7-2-2018 and arrested on 7-10-2018 by Phoenix PD, no new charges. She returned back to ADC custody on 7-10-2018. With an adjusted CSED of 10-21-2018 with 8 abscondes. Current conviction, 2017, drug paraphernalia violation, 6 months. She had no prior terms of no prior convictions. This is her first term in ADC with a CUIR score of 2-1. Mental health score is 3, substance abuse score is 2. No STG information is noted, and there's no prior terms of supervision. Disciplinary is minimal. The only disciplinary that she has, she received after being returned to ADC, and she was found guilty of a minor violation. There were other arrests, however, they were either not processed or dismissed. She has a GB score of G1-B1. Police contact of the day that she was arrested was due to a loitering complaint.
Thank you, sir. Okay, Ms. Shannon, we're going to go over a very brief summary of your case supervision. You were approved and directed to go live at TLC at 9424 North 9th Avenue in Phoenix, but you never went. Where did you go?
I ended up running into my ex, and he wouldn't let me leave, so I didn't make it driveway out.
When you said we didn't let you leave, you mean forcibly kept you there?
Yeah, it's a abusive relationship, and the only way I was able to get away from it was to get arrested again.
Okay. Did you ever think about contacting the police about an unlawful arrest or that you keep near against your will? That's a felony crime. Did you ever think about doing that?
No, I haven't. I was using drugs too, so it was an abusive drug-related relationship.
Let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
You said that you ran him to your ex.
Yeah, my mom picked me up from DOC. I went to a parole place, I did the initial paperwork, and then I made sure with the halfway house and with my parole officer that the methadone clinic was okay so I could continue my treatment. And I had her drop me off at the methadone clinic, and she was at the Burger King across the street on 23rd and Northern. And he came over, and from there it was over. I couldn't get away.
Okay. So you were not long enough to be employed. You didn't do any programming. So you say you were using drugs during that time?
Yes.
What kind of drugs?
Heroin and meth.
That's some nasty stuff.
Yes.
Okay, hopefully you won't continue using heroin the next time you're released, but you have to be really careful about it right now. The heroin that hit in the streets is laced with fentanyl. Okay.
That's why I wanted to continue my treatment at the methadone clinic, but I wasn't able to go. Wasn't able to finish anything.
Okay. I'm sitting before I'm going to tell you questions at this time.
Okay.
Okay, no questions. Okay, Michelle, we're going to be end of your hearing, and we're going to go into the discussion in a couple of minutes to make a determination. But before we do that, I'd like to give you an opportunity to make a final statement. Tell us anything else you think might be of pertinence for us to make a decision. But we just ask that you don't repeat information you already covered. Okay?
Okay.
So, anything else you want to say?
I don't really have anything else to say. I don't have any support down here in Phoenix. I don't know if I can't get out and go to like a rehab or something. I don't think I should be released from DOC custody until I'm done with my sentence.
Okay, so where are you from? Prescott Valley?
Yeah, my mom is up there in Prescott Valley. Right now she has custody of my daughter, and there's a CPS conflict, and I can't go up there, so I'm stuck down here.
Okay, but at the end of your sentence, you already don't have anything keeping you from going back to Prescott Valley, then?
No, I still have that CPS thing, so I'm even at the end of my sentence, I'm just down here doing the same thing. Being homeless or that I was doing up there or down here. Like when I get out, I don't have any family support anywhere to go, you know?
Right.
So,
a CPS order normally just keeps you, doesn't restrict you from the whole city, it just restricts you from contact with a particular.
I understand that. My mom is literally the only family I have, and she's up there in Prescott Valley, and I don't have any friends or family other than her, so I'm just,
okay.
It's just
well,
me and my mom.
You're gonna have to figure out where to go. But anyway,
yeah.
Thank you for that. The board's going to join the discussion. We're making a determination, and as we're doing so, we'll be talking amongst ourselves, and if you think we're aggressive, you won't be. So just remain silent, but stay on the phone, and we'll be back to you in a minute or two, okay?
Okay.
I report is now in discussion. Well, it is truly unfortunate for Ms. Shannon. I I can understand if the numbers are only support and CPS keeps it away from the child is an issue, but I don't know if she's going to have to make up her mind to do what she needs to do to straighten out her drug situation. She only has 66 days left in tide, and it sounds to me like she probably would be better off to stay in where she's at for the remainder of her sentence. But I'm going to listen to any discussion from the fellow board members. No discussion. Okay, well, based on all the information in 2018W1923, testimony of Ms. Shannon, and the information from the Department of Corrections, I would move to revoke the community supervision of Ms. Shannon as she was delinquent, violating terms of the condition of her supervision, and had her after a battle act in the Federal Land Support Company, specifically the drug abuse.
Second.
Agreed.
Agreed. Motion by myself, seconded by Ms. Goodenhart. Agreed by Dr. Wright, Mr. Dark, and Mr. Canales. And the board has voted to revoke the community supervision at this time. However, you're scheduled to be released on or about October 21st, 2018, which is just a little over 2 months away.
Mr. Mayor, before you get off the phone with her, while you guys were discussing, I looked up, there's 26 different halfway house sober living areas in the Prescott Valley. She may be able to get with her CO3 to allow her to get those addresses and maybe get prepared before release.
Okay. Did you hear that, ma'am?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Well, it looks like there may be some hope to go back up that direction, where you'd be able to at least see your mom off and on, even if you can't live with her because of your daughter. So during your the rest of your time there, give me your CO3, and hopefully you know, if you can get some addresses, some of the places up there, and you can get in you know, some applications, make the arrangements to get. My suggestion is to get out of the valley here, because of that. Boyfriend is here, that's going to be your downfall, I'm sure. So we do wish you the best of luck. We do hope that you can overcome your drug problem and eventually get things straightened out with your daughter and have a happy, productive life. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, just so when you're hearing, would you put your CO3 back on the phone, please?
Yeah.